KY says.
Satleva Sahib, and welcome back to our Satsang podcast with Global Youth. We are so excited to continue our Upasana translation journey with you all. Before we start, we would like to make shout-outs to our amazing Global Youth team. From scripting to recording to producing, everyone is doing a great job. Your dedication and seva are truly inspirational. So, without further ado, let's get started.
Satkeval Sahib Kaival Youth! Welcome back to our Guru Mahima translations. We are here today with some of our wildest guests, and it is about to be a show. Isn't that right, Bhabhi?
That's right, Radhi. So, without further ado, let's introduce them, shall we? All of you should be familiar with today's guests. They have helped us launch the first Upasana translation series way back in 2019. My gosh, that feels like so long ago.
Whoa, yeah. 2019 feels so long ago. But 2020 has definitely been a year of growth for so many of us in so many ways. And that is especially true for these two who have grown in their individual satsang journeys tremendously.
Yes, they have. So, Kaival Youth, today we bring you another one of our Kaival Youth healthcare professionals, Dr. Pooja Patel. Pooja is a dentist, and she is constantly reminding us all about proper oral hygiene during her satsangs. Over the past year, she has grown as one of our satsang teachers and young adult committee leaders. Pooja, it is great to have you back for another episode.
Thanks, Bhabhi. It is great to be back here to help translate another part of the Upasana for our Kaival Youth. I really enjoyed the first series, and this is going to be just as awesome to hear and learn from. Understanding the meanings of our Upasana has definitely helped me to connect more to Paramguru and my faith at large. I'm ready. Let's do this.
Hold up, woman. We still have to introduce our second guest. And actually, isn't this guy one of your compadres? Mr. Kaival Amin, KY's very own architect and graphical designer. I like to rag on him a lot, but homie has some mad drawing skills and graphic skills. So he continues to help us take our KY projects to new standards. Welcome back, Kaival. It's good to have you here.
Radhi, it's always odd for me to hear you compliment me. Such rare occurrences these are. I think I need a moment to just take this in, you know?
Boy, stop. I compliment you enough. Just because I don't give you a sticker every time you go to the bathroom.
Okay. I think I need to interject or this can go on for a while. Alright, so Pooja and Kaival, as you both know, we are doing our Guru Mahima translations. And because Guru Mahima is longer, we have divided it up into segments.
Right, so we did verses 1 through 15 in episode 1.
Exactly. And today, we are hoping to do the next 14 verses. What do you both think?
I'm down. So, in episode 1, you all left off at a series of verses that were really emphasizing Paramguru's unique and divine gnan and abilities. Only Paramguru gives us the gnan of Kaivalkarta, and only Paramguru can help us attain the highest level of Sattvic Anand. All other people who teach us about temporary entities and temporary practices are just further pushing us towards transient soup.
Exactly. Paramguru's level is unparalleled. And in this Guru Mahima, Pujyashree Narayana Sri Maharaj also teaches us that for us mere mortals, simple-minded humans, there is no difference between Karta and Paramguru for us. But remember, each verse has its own spot, its own place. So when we had the first verse in our episode 1, where Puja Srinarayana Dasharamaraj said, Pati Pada Param Guru Eka Meka. So in that verse, remember, we said that Puja Srinarayana Dasharamaraj is actually acknowledging Param Guru's continuous, meaning Param Guru's akhand connection to Kaivalkarta via the Aunsh-Aunshi relationship. So we have to remember that in this Guru Mahima, some phrases or some words might seem synonymous or might seem the same, but the meanings can be different. And that is why we needed to make this Guru Mahima its own series, because we really want to understand these individual meanings.
Very good. Okay, so then let's dive right in and pick up with verse 15, shall we? That was the last verse we translated in episode 1. But let's quickly do that verse once more to preserve our continuity. Singers, can we sing verse 15, please?
Param Guru Nija Pati Na Aveta Bhulaya Jeeva Ki Ate Sacheta.
Param Guru Nija Pati Na Aveta Bhulaya Jeeva Ki Ate Sacheta. Param Guru, referring to Srimad Karuna Sagar Maharaj, Nija Pati Na Veta. This phrase, Nij, means root or original. Pati is referring to Kaivalkarta, so Nija Pati means Kaivalkarta. Na is showing possession to the word Veta. Veta means one who knows everything. So the combination of these words, Nija Pati Na Veta, means one who knows everything about Kaivalkarta, referring back to Param Guru. Bhulaya means misguided. Jiva means aunshes. Kiya te sacheta means has awakened. Sacheta means to awaken. And kiya te means to do.
So, Pujya Srinarayana Dasari Maharaj is saying that Param Guru is Kaivalveta, meaning that he knows everything about Kaivalkarta. With this Karta's knowledge, he has awakened the Aunshes that are misguided about who their creator is.
Right. And remember, last time we discussed a couple things that I would just like to remind all of us again. While Pujya Srinarayana Dasari Maharaj composed so many of these prarthanas, when we sing them, we are also acknowledging these truths and trying to evoke the same bhavs within us.
Yeah, I remember that. That's a really good point. I think while it can be difficult to fully relate to Sri Narandashji Maharaj's devotion and humility, if we can at least try to connect to these feelings and truly believe them as we sing, then we too can improve our faith.
Right? And we are all in our own journeys. It is not a competition, but a collaborative effort. We can take inspiration from each other and build our faith one step at a time. As long as we keep moving towards Param Guru, we will continue to strengthen our connection.
I feel like Srinarayana Dasari Maharaj is really trying to get people to understand that only Param Guru has this true Shashvat knowledge. He says it directly, but also indirectly many times.
You know, Kaival, we live in a world where we don't like hearing things more than a couple times. And I see this with my kids all the time. They are like, geez, mom, you said that already. And I'm like, okay, but are you truly listening to me? So despite Pujya Srinarayana Dasari Maharaj's continuous reminders, so many individuals are still not listening. If we know that Param Guru is the one true Kaival Veta, like we truly know, why do we keep missing opportunities for his seva and bhakti?
Dang, Bobby, you got me there. That's so true. It's like we hear it, but aren't really listening. We know Param Guru is our Guru Maharaj, and he will take us to Karta. But still, we are not doing the necessary bhakti and seva. We forget, or we don't prioritize. We lose our focus and get attached to so many other temporary things.
Let's keep going, because we will start to understand more of why we do this as we learn more of these meanings. Singers, next verse.
पति पद दर्शावे दिव्य नैन देखाड़े सर्व अंशोनु येन
पति पद दर्शावे दिव्य नैन देखाड़े सर्व अंशोनु येन पति पद इस कैवल्यकर्ता's पद दर्शावे मीन्स शोज द साइट ऑफ दिव्य नैन Divya Nayan is Antarchakshu, meaning our inner eyes. Dekhade means shows. Sarva means all. Anshonu Yen mean our soul's Yen, our soul's original house.
So, Param Guru, with the help of his divine sight, shows us who Karta is and helps us see Karta's abode, which is the true original home of all us Anshas.
Didn't Param Guru bless Sri Narayan Ji Maharaj to actually experience Karta's Dhamnu Sukh while he was still on earth?
Yes, Sri Narayan Ji Maharaj's bhakti and devotion were above all. And Param Guru gave him this one true unique experience, which Pujya Sri Narayan Ji Maharaj describes in his granths. Or he tries to describe it, but he says that this brief moment of happiness that he experienced was just such pure anand, unequivocal, just indescribable. He continues to try to describe it so that he can help other Anshas understand it and, you know, strive to achieve that. But he says no matter what he says or how much he says, it would never do it justice.
Right. And if we think about it, it is very difficult for us to understand anything that is out of our relativity. For example, we live in North Carolina, where the weather rarely goes below 50 degrees. But I hear that northern places like Chicago and Baltimore can get frigid temperatures like minus 20 or minus 30 degrees during winters. And even up north, it can get even colder. Now, personally, I have never experienced such cold temperatures. So I don't really understand how cold it can really feel. Unless I actually go to one of these places when it is this frigid, that's when I would truly understand how cold it feels there.
Nah, Bobby, I've experienced it. It's wild. If you're outside long enough, you can't even feel your face.
And that's exactly why all of you need to move down to the southern sunny states.
This girl, oh my god, always trying to get the rest of us to move down to the sunny states. I mean, I don't even know if the sunny states are going to be around for too long given all this climate change we're seeing. Look, just like 2 weeks ago, didn't Texas basically like freeze over and they had like all this chaos down there because of weather change and I don't even know. Back to Bobby's point. Until we don't experience something, we are unable to truly understand it. Sri Narayan Ji Maharaj is teaching us how Param Guru can help us experience this anand. And once we've experienced this anand, everything else is going to pale in comparison.
It is much easier to say or explain, but requires so much work and effort on our part. But the end results are truly worth it. And here, Sri Narayan Ji Maharaj basically gives his own account. Sort of like, I experienced this, and trust me, you need to as well. Okay, singers, shall we go on to our next verse, please?
Kari unsha putani girani vasa evo guru jnana gati no prakash
Kare unsha potane ghera nivasa evo guru jnana gati no prakash Kare means to do. Aunsh, remember we've talked about this before and I'm just going to briefly here explain again that aunsh literally translates to the word part. We are an Ansh of Kaivalkarta, meaning we are a part of Kaivalkarta. So our spiritual existence is defined as being part of Kaivalkarta, like one part of Kaivalkarta. We loosely translate it to the word soul because it's referring to this higher existence that we have that is in constant connection with Karta. Otane means own. Ger means home. Nivas means to reside or live. So the combination of these words, Otane ger nivas, actually is referring to our original spiritual home, which is Kaival Karta's dham. Evo means like that. Guru is referring to Param Guru. Gnan Gati, the knowledge, wisdom, and overall ability of this knowledge and wisdom. So remember, Gnan means knowledge, more importantly, dharmic knowledge. And Gati here is referring to Param Guru's ability, Param Guru's unparalleled powers that give us this Gnan. And then Prakash means light.
Param Guru's Gnan is like a light. In this verse, it reminds me of a bright flashlight that illuminates the path towards our true home, Kaivalkarta's abode, which is our permanent home.
Ooh, Kaival, I like that analogy of a flashlight. Walking in the dark can lead us in random directions, but if we have Param Guru's Gnan with us, it will lead us in the straight direction with purpose.
Exactly. Okay, singers, next verse, please.
Eva gati ara guru ne je puje tena ghat mahi gati bahu suje.
Eva gati ara guru ne je puje tena ghat mahi gati bahu suje. Eva means such. Gati ar means one with knowledge. Guru ne is referring to Param Guru. So, Param Guru ne. Je puje means one that does puja of or takes the shelter of. Tena gata mahi means within them, inside their hearts. Gati bahu suje. Gati means knowledge. Bahu means a lot. And suje means understands.
So here, we are saying that whoever worships such a supreme personality, referring to Param Guru, will be endowed with the knowledge of Kaivalkarta within them as well.
Which makes sense, because we say that people take on the traits of their leader. Param Guru should be our one true leader, and if we follow him, we can also emulate him in a small way. Like, we won't be like him, obviously. No one is. But I feel like even if we had a little piece of Param Guru within us, we would be set.
You both are correct, but this line is taking it even further. Whoever worships Param Guru with their full devotion will have this Shashvat Gnan within their hearts. Yes, 100%. And they will have additional Gnan and abilities as well. So, you know, in the evening upasana, we sing Chidiya Chancha Bhari Rahi Sagara Samatuma Chol. A bird is able to quench its thirst by taking just one drop of the water from ocean. It doesn't need the whole ocean. Just like that, Param Guru is like this vast ocean of knowledge, samaj, abilities, skills, powers, so many things, right? Kaival, you said we take on the qualities of our leaders. So even taking one drop of Param Guru's Gnan and implementing it within us, taking it within our hearts, would change our lives permanently in every way. Param Guru's Gnan will bring us other types of samaj and skills and abilities as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, think of our Guruji. He knows everything about everything, it seems. How does he do this? And even other bhaktos. Param Guru's Gnan makes us smarter all around. Okay, singers, next verse.
Anubhavananda ananda no kanda samshe garbha sankat tari fanda.
Anubhavananda ananda no kanda samshe garbha sankat tari fanda.
Anubhav Anand, experiencing happiness. Anand no kand, the origin of happiness, which is parampad. Sanshe means doubts. Garbha sankata, the miseries of birth and death. Tare fanda means freeze you.
In this verse, we are saying the onshas that have experienced the boundless joy of Kaivalkarta are freed from the doubts and miseries that arise from this cycle of birth and death. Once we have this understanding, we have nothing to fear or worry about.
I feel like this is a difficult place for us to achieve. Like, it would require constant dedication and effort on our part, and even then, we might falter. We all know and understand how truly divine Paramguru is. Well, we might not know completely, but we understand and we acknowledge that he is truly unparalleled. But at the end of the day, we're just human. And I feel like it's in human nature to worry.
That is a good point, Pooja. But let's think. What do humans worry about the most? What is always bothering them?
Usual job, money, family, friends, school, stuff like this.
Right. But if we have faith in Paramguru and we continue to do our duty and work hard, then we should know Paramguru will take care of us. And let's say something doesn't go our way or we have an obstacle. Then there's something to learn from that as well. A lesson or some sort of test.
This goes back to one of our teacher satsangs about how Paramguru's care is greater than any of our plans. If he cares for us, then we are truly covered.
If we want to think about it in the real world perspective, let's think about ourselves. Most of us come from stable families, and when we started college, we didn't have much to worry about, right? Like rent, food, shelter, books, other expenses. They were all largely taken care of by our parents. We may have had to get a side job here or there, but compared to what I have seen many other people have to do, it was a pretty good situation. I've known people who've had to work one or two jobs as they put themselves through school, and they couldn't rely on their parents to just go back home. If something happened, we always knew that we had a house and parents to turn to. We would always be taken care of. We knew that we didn't have to worry about being homeless or foodless. We never even worried about that once.
So, in just that way, Paramguru is our ultimate security net. As long as we have him, we have nothing to worry about. Okay, singers, next verse, please. I'm excited. This is one of my favorite ones.
Guru Mahu Chaya Krupa Pasare Karta Sharne Sukha De Dukha Nivare.
Guru Mahu Chaya Krupa Pasare Karta Sharne Sukha De Dukha Nivare. So we have encountered a very similar to this verse in our Paramguru Chalisa translations. Remember, our Pujya Guruji composed the Paramguru Chalisa to summarize this very Guru Mahima. So, Guru here is referring to Paramguru. Humahu is a bird, specifically speaking, a phoenix bird. Chaya means shadow. Krupa means mercy. Pasare means spreads. Karta is the creator. Sharne means shelter. Sukade means gives happiness. Duk means miseries. And Nivare means frees from or takes away.
So this Humahu bird is considered a symbol of good luck, fortune, and protection, right? So just like how the shadow of the Humahu bird brings you luck of attaining the kingdom of earth, such is Guru's mercy that it takes away all the miseries of the world and gives one the joy at the shelter of Kaivalkarta.
And this shelter gives more happiness than any of us can even imagine. And it also takes away all of our pains and sorrows. The only thing is that we have to actually take that step forward.
Exactly. we must take this step towards Param Guru. Okay, singers, next verse.
Eva Guru Jani Karyo Vishwasa Mota Muni Charan Kare Cheni Vasa.
Eva Guru Jani Karyo Vishwasa Mota Muni Charan Kare Che Nivasa. Eva Guru means such a divine entity, referring to Param Guru. Jani means to know. Karyo Vishwas means to have faith in. Mota Muni, the great Tyagi sons. Charan means feet. And kare che nivas means to reside at.
Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj is saying that after knowing such a divine entity, he has put his complete faith in Param Guru. Then he goes on to say how even the great saints, such as the Rishi Muni, who have detached from the worldly affairs, also reside under Param Guru's shelter.
Here, Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj is also acknowledging the fact that he is just doing what so many other great saints and individuals are doing. Generations of santos have surrendered themselves completely to their gurus. And until we don't have this level of samarpan, we will have a difficult time obtaining the gnan being offered to us.
That is a really good point. It also highlights Pujya Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj's humility. He continues to acknowledge that he is just one of many, not allowing his ego to take over his bhakti and seva.
Getting to that level of samarpan definitely required so much effort and determination. We have to constantly reinforce it through our daily bhakti.
That's right. Okay, singers, let's go on to our next verse. As we continue to understand each verse, we will continue to unfold our own faith.
Ajabhava Shripati Surasameta Lahe Sukha Sankadik Thaiveta.
Ajabhava Shripati Surasameta Lahe Sukha Sankadik Thaiveta. Aja is Brahma, Bhava is Mahesh, Shripati is Vishnu, Sura are the devos, samit means including, lahe means to experience, sukh is happiness, sankadik are the first sages, the sons of Brahma, thai veta meaning veta thaya, become enlightened or knowledgeable.
So with this verse, we are acknowledging how even Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all the Devi Devtas, and even the sages have become enlightened and have experienced the happiness of residing at their Guru's feet. So, question. Here is Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj referring to Param Guru?
That's a good question. Let's go on to the next couple of verses because they are all connected and then we can understand this question. Singers,
Shankara Datta Kapila Hi Vyasa Mahima Kare Narada Guru Prakasha.
Shankara Datta Kapila Hi Vyasa Mahima Kare Narada Guru Prakasha. Shankar here is referring to the Saint Shankaracharya. Datta is referring to the Saint Dattatre. Kapil is referring to the great Kapil Muni. Hi Vyasa means even Vyas Muni. Mahima Kare. So remember, Mahima means glory, importance, a little bit more than that, but for our purposes, glory, importance. Kare here means to sing. So to sing the glory of. Narad means Narad Muni. And Guru Prakasha, the light of Guru's Gnan.
Okay, so this verse is continuing and saying Shankaracharya, Dattatre, Kapildev, Vyas Muni, and even Narad Muni praise the glory and greatness of Guru's Gnan.
Right. So these last two verses are listing deities and great saints, higher spiritual entities who all acknowledge Param Guru's greatness and bow down to Param Guru. So let's go on to the next verse before we bring it all together for everyone. Singers?
शारद शिष बखाने वेद गुरु वचनार्थनो अति भेद
शारद शेष वखाने वेद गुरु वचनार्थनो अति भेद शारद इज सरस्वती देवी शेष इज शेषनाग वखाने मीन्स प्रेजेस वेद are our four holy scriptures. Guru Vachanarathano means the meaning of the speech of a guru. Atived means so intense and has deep meaning.
Okay, so now in this one, we are bringing forth the deities most closely associated with Gnan and musical composers like Saraswati Devi and Sheshnag or the Veds, which are all known for their abilities to give knowledge or sing about it.
Exactly right. And we are saying that all these entities also praise the glory of Guru, but the importance of a Shashvat Guru like Param Guru is just so immense. Even these entities are unable to fully capture the divinity and greatness of Param Guru.
Well, if all of these higher spiritual entities are unable to properly articulate Param Guru's glory, how are we going to do it? This makes me wonder, like, how can I properly pray to Param Guru?
It is about bhav, Kaival. Param Guru understands that we make mistakes and we may not always be able to articulate our feelings properly. Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj acknowledges time and time again that no matter how hard he tries, or what he says, it will always be less than enough to properly explain Param Guru's greatness. But he still keeps trying because of his devotion and dedication, and that is all that matters.
Right. Kaival, I think with these three verses, we are supposed to understand the immense nature of Param Guru's greatness. It shouldn't deter us from our bhakti or make us feel less. Instead, we should be proud that we have a guru like Param Guru, who is literally above all else.
Valid points. Okay, so back to Pooja's question earlier. These deities are referring to Param Guru, correct?
Yes, that's correct. As Param Guru traveled through the universe, he went to many of the devdhams and higher spiritual places to visit these devis, devtas, and rishi muni. They all experienced Param Guru's divine presence. And Param Guru describes his journey in great detail in his granths, specifically Aghad Bodh.
Wow, we definitely need to create a podcast series on that.
In due time. For now, shall we move on to the next verse?
Mani jaga isha dashu avatar rahe nij guru tane aadhara.
Mane jaga isha dashu avatara rahe nija guru tane aadhara. Mane means to believe. Jag means the world. Isha means God or creator. Dashu avatar, the 10 incarnations of Vishnu, like Sri Ram, Sri Krishna, and there were several others. Rahe means stays. Nij means own, guru tane means their guru, aadhar means dependent.
Even the avatars of Vishnu, who people believe to be gods, and who came on this earth for various reasons, were dependent upon their guru's gnan. Like, even they had to find gurus, obtain gnan, and pass their diksha.
Right. Sri Ram's guru was Vashisht Rishi. And Sri Krishna's guru was Sandipni Rishi. So here Sri Narayanadasji Maharaj is giving examples of Guru Parampara and how ancient it is in our Dharma. So before we dissect this verse anymore, Let's go to our next verse. It is directly connected to this verse.
Amya Isha Tha Guru Krupa Jo Pai Binu Krupa Jag Jeeva Sarai.
Pamya Isha Tha Guru Krupa Jo Pai Binu Krupa Jag Jeeva Sarai. Pamya means to attain. Ishata means Aishwarya, meaning prosperity or wealth. Guru Krupa means mercy of a guru. Jopai means to be blessed with. Binu Krupa means without the mercy of. Jag means the world. Jiva means anshas. And Sarai means ordinary.
So these avatars of Vishnu, like Ram and Krishna, attain their prosperity and were able to succeed in their tasks because of the mercy of their gurus. They too depended on their gurus' guidance.
Because their gurus helped bring them forward in the world and helped them focus on the tasks they had come to do.
You know, this Guru Shishya Parampara has such a high place, but I feel like I don't see it as much anymore. I mean, that could also be because I am in my own little world and I haven't been exposed to our dharmic practices in India.
Pooja, you bring up a very valid point. In recent times, the Guru Shishya Parampara is not as revered as it used to be. There could be so many reasons for this. But one big reason, in my opinion, is that we are unwilling to have the same samarpanno bhav that our predecessors, our ancestors used to have. We spoke about this samarpanno bhav earlier. Truly surrendering to our guru is a lot more difficult than it sounds. To be able to give up everything and be willing to take our guru's lead, even when we don't understand it, that's a very tough task. I feel like so many people now are unable to do that.
100% agree with that. I feel like we are all kind of wrapped up in our lives too much to really take that lead. And until we don't, are we really a true Shishya the way our scriptures teach us to be?
These are all very thought-provoking questions. Let's keep them in our minds as we move forward. I feel like we will get some answers. Singers.
Guru Samrath Sabhi Sukh Data Aave Sharne Tene Kari Gati Mata.
Guru Samrath Sabhi Sukh Data Aave Sharne Tene Kari Gati Mata. Guru Samrath. Samrath means powerful, strong. So Guru Samrath means powerful guru, referring to Param Guru. Sabe means all types. Sukha data, giver or provider of joy and happiness. Sukh means joy or happiness and data means giver or provider. Ave means comes. Sharne means shelter. Tene means one. Kare means does. Gati mata, mahan gati, meaning extreme intelligence and knowledge.
Ultimately, our guru is the source of all kinds of happiness, especially our Param Guru. He is so powerful, and if we take his shelter like a true Shishya, he will give us immense knowledge which will only lead to our own happiness.
Right. And remember, our definition of happiness here is our ability to see beyond the wants and needs of our material possessions and our bodily relationships. Happiness is so much bigger than that. Internal happiness is independent of external possessions or accomplishments. Okay, singers, let's hear our next verse, please.
Pive
rasa purana ansha chaketu rahe hajuri ansha thai badavetu. Pive means to drink, but here it means to engross. Rasa is the essence of a speech or text. So basically, gist. Puran means completely. Ansh means soul. Kaival kartas, ansh. Chaketu means to become alert. Rahe means stays. Hajuri means in the shelter of. Ansh again means soul. Kaival kartas, ansh. Thai means to become. Badavetu. Now this word is a combination of two words. Bad meaning strength. But here it is used as Mahan, meaning great. And then Vetu, meaning all known. So Bad Vetu means Mahan Veta.
This verse begins to perfectly summarize everything we have discussed today. Here, we are saying that the Onshes that come into the shelter of Paramguru and completely engross themselves within it become enlightened by knowing all about Kaivalkarta.
And by correlation, they awaken internal happiness factors, which lead to long-term anand.
Okay, singers, let's hear our next verse, please.
Pukhivita pairam guruhita ani milavi pati padade niravani.
Pukhivita pairam guruhita ani milave pati padade niravani. Pokhe means nourishes. Vitta means gist, the core essence of speech or text. Heta ani, with love or deep affection. Milave means connects us. Pati pad means kaivalkarta's pad. De niravani means gives us salvation, a place of perfect peace and happiness.
So, continuing from our previous verse, once we become completely immersed into Paramguru's Gnan and take his shelter, he will nourish us with his Gnan with deep affection, so we may find our ultimate truth of peace and happiness in Karta's Dham.
These past two verses remind me of the relationship between a mother and her child. How babies and children find so much peace and happiness with their moms, and how they are so free with their moms. And in turn, their mothers take care of them so selflessly, making sure that they have everything they need.
Yes, Pooja, that was a great example. In that way, we are completely free in Paramguru's Sharan, and we just need to remember him first each time. In turn, Paramguru will take care of us just the same. Okay, singers, I think we have a couple more verses left in this episode. Let's do it.
Guru Pada Prouda Prachanda Prataksha Pamenija Kaivala Moksha Kedaksha.
Guru Pada Prouda Prachanda Prataksha Pamenija Kaivala Moksha Kedaksha. Guru Pad, meaning Paramguru's position. Prouda means fully established or proficient. Prachanda means nothing can stand or be compared to, unparalleled. Prataksha means evident, clearly seen or understood. Pami means to gain. Nij kaival means kaival kartas. Moksha ke daksha means giver of moksha.
Just like Paramguru's Gnan and message are unparalleled, his Sharan, meaning his shelter, is also unparalleled and incomparable. Paramguru has given us this proficient Gnan that helps us attain a higher level of existence and self-actualization.
Right. And to further his point in this verse, Shri Nandashi Maharaj is saying that Paramguru's Gnan, which is in the Granth, is so comprehensive and powerful that if one studies this Gnan and really understands and implements it, that person will surely attain moksha. I think our next verse will further help us solidify this point. Singers,
गति च कवि अनुभव अनादु लघु जीव को जाने वाद विवादु।
गति चकवे अनुभव अनादु लघु जीव को जाने वाद विवादु। गति means understanding. चकवे means found everywhere, omnipresent and all powerful. Anubhav means experience. Anadu means been there forever. Laghu, jiva ko, means simple onshes. Jane means to know. Vad vivad means conversation.
The Gnan Paramguru has brought for us, the Gnan Sri Narandas Sri Maharaj mentioned in the previous verse, is omnipresent, meaning it is everywhere and it is all powerful. It has been here forever.
Right. And it is this type of Gnan that if one truly understands it, this person will know everything about Parampad, meaning Karta's true position and place. However, Sri Narandas Ji Maharaj is saying that some people will just see this as a normal conversation. And these people will have failed to understand the in-depth meanings because they are thinking too simply. They are too focused on the superficial.
Yes, exactly. You see, as we are translating these verses, one small word in Sanskrit or Hindi is translated to two or three English words, and sometimes even that is not enough. We lose so much in translation. While these verses may seem short, the depths of the meaning are immeasurable.
Yeah, totally. I saw that some words can be translated to a few different words depending on the context. One word in Sanskrit can have multiple meanings depending on how it's being used.
So, we need to understand the individual words, but we also need to understand the bigger picture. For example, a photograph is made up of so many small pixels, and when they come together, we get sections. When these sections come together, we finally see the whole picture. So we have all these words, and they are like small pixels. They are individually important, but they contribute so much to the overall picture to allow us to get the understanding correct.
Right. Wow, look at that. Great example. And by really understanding these smaller pixels, we are able to understand Paramguru's deeper message. Sri Narandashi Maharaj is truly alerting us to this. Through Paramguru and Pujya Sri Narandashi Maharaj's relationship, I feel like we are really unfolding the many layers of our Guru-Shishya relationship and why we must continue to work every day to build and grow in this spiritual direction.
It is about staying vigilant and reinforcing the relationship. You know, we spend so much time reinforcing the bonds we make with our friends and families. While all of that is important, we must prioritize our bonds with our Param Guru and our Guruji. Those relationships are just as important.
It goes back to our satsang of regularity. If we do our bhakti and satsang every day, or on a regular basis, they will serve as reminders for us to stay connected to Paramguru and by proxy, our Guruji.
Thus far, in our Guru Mahima, Pujya Sri Narandashi Maharaj has introduced who Paramguru is for him and why he only puts Paramguru first in his devotion.
Right. Then he further solidified his stance by providing examples and reasons for why Guru-Shishya relationship is so important in our lives at large.
Once we truly understand his points and what he is emphasizing, it starts to really make sense why this Guru Mahima is so long. Okay, KY, we are going to snap the headphones off for today, but Bobby and I will be back in a couple of weeks for our next set of Guru Mahima verses.
Yes, we will. Pooja and Kaival, thank you so much for being on our episode today. It was a delight having both of you helping us translate and dissect this Guru Mahima section.
Of course. I truly enjoyed this experience. I feel like every time I do satsang with our team, I move one step closer to Param Guru. It also gives me so much to talk about with my ba, although she's definitely on another level.
Pooja, you gotta make that goals. I'm basically becoming our generation's version of my ba. Homie didn't let anything stop her from doing her Param Guru seva and bhakti. I aspire to have that level of faith.
I think we all have someone like that in our lives who we can look up to and say how great their faith was or is. And that can help motivate us to do more for ourselves as well.
For sure. Bhabhi and Radhi, thanks for this opportunity. It was definitely a great way to stay in our good satsang habits. And to KY, see you next time. If you have any questions or comments, please email satsang@kaival.org. Sat Kaival Sahib.
This work is copyrighted in 2021 by Kaival Youth, which is a national subsidiary of Kaival Gyan Chicago Foundation. Reproduction in any manner is prohibited without the express consent of Kaival Youth. For more information, visit www.kaival.org or email satsang@kaival.org. All rights reserved. Sat Kaival Sahib.